Hi everybody, this is Jen from Cookies, Cupcakes, and Cardio.com. I want to welcome you to the first video of a three-part series on how to bake a wedding cake. This first video today is going to be the process of baking the cake and covering it in buttercream. The subsequent videos will include how to tier the cake, which is stacking it, and the last video will include how to decorate the wedding cake. So make sure you stay tuned for those coming up in the future. Let's get started. So the first thing I'm going to talk to you about are the baking pans to make our three-tiered wedding cake. The big one at the bottom is a 10-inch round cake pan, and that's going to be our base. Our next or middle tier is going to be an 8-inch round cake, and our top tier is going to be a 6-inch round cake. Now, each of these will need to be baked 2 times. So when we're finished, you're going to have 2 10-inches, 2 8-inches, and 2 6-inches to complete the cake. This is called a heating core, and what this heating core does is you place it in the center of each of your pans if you choose to. You don't have to use it, but it kind of speeds up the baking time of the cake, and you put a little bit of cake in the center as well of the heating core, and that leaves so that when there's a hole left in the cake, you still have the cake that pops out from the center of the heating core. I'm not going to be using that, but I do want to tell you about it because it is a handy thing to use, especially when you're making larger wedding cakes. Now, these cake pans have straight sides, which is something that you want to make sure that your cake pans have, so you don't have any angles to your wedding cake. And these ones are each 3 inches high, and the cakes will be baking to be about a total of 2 inches in height. So we're going to start the baking process next. So we're going to start out baking our 6-inch cake. For the 6-inch cake, you're going to need 2 cups of batter per layer. So in total for the top tier, you're going to need 4 cups of batter. Now, I am using a homemade vanilla recipe, which I'll put a link in the description box for you, but you can use any kind of cake that you choose. You can also use a box mix if you prefer that as well. You just need to make sure your measurements are the same at 2 cups. So I'm just taking some nonstick spray, and I'm spraying my pan here, and then I'm also putting a layer of wax paper in the bottom. That just helps pop the cake out a lot easier when the cake is finished. So then in goes my batter, and I'm going to be baking this one at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and it will bake for about 30 minutes, and then it should be nice and finished. So I'm going to pop that in the oven, and then I'll have to repeat the process. So I want you to make sure that you're remembering that you have to do 2 layers per size of cake pan. Our next 2 layers will be the middle tier, and it is the 8-inch. So again, I'm spraying my pan, and I'm going to be using per layer 3.5 cups of the cake batter for this layer. Give it another spray. So you'll need 7 cups in total for the middle tier. And it's going to bake for probably about 55 to 60 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. So I'm gonna pop that in, spread this around first, and then pop it into the oven. And then we will be working on our largest tier next. Now we're on to our largest tier, which will be the bottom, and it is the 10-inch. Per 10-inch layer, we're going to be using 6 cups of batter. So in total, we're going to be using 12 cups of batter altogether for both of the bottom tiers. So I'm putting the wax paper in again at the bottom. You can use parchment paper if you prefer. And I'm just putting this in. Now, this one being that it's the largest, it's obviously going to bake for a longer time. It's still going to be baking at 350 degrees, and it's going to bake for about 60 to 70 minutes. And you just want to watch it to make sure that it's completely finished in the center and it springs back to your touch. So I'm going to pop that in, and I'll be back with all of the cooked cakes. So all 6 of the cakes have baked. They're nice and golden browned, but if you notice when you've been baking cakes, you might find there's a slight dome. So what we're going to do next is we're going to level each of them off because we need to have our wedding cakes be completely flat so they stay straight up and down. So I'm going to level off my cakes now. And what I'm using is a large Ateco cake knife, and it's just got a serrated blade. If you don't have one of these, you can just use a regular kitchen serrated knife. It works just the same. So I'm just putting it here, and I'm keeping the blade level while turning the cake around here on my turntable. And I'm just making sure that I'm using a sawing motion because I don't want any part of the cake to tear. I want it all to be cut in this level area here like that. And you can see it slides easily off just like that. So I'm going to repeat that for all six of the layers. Now that our cakes are all leveled, what I'm going to talk to you about next are cake boards. Now cake boards are essentially just cardboard pieces and they're covered with foil. This one is quite thin. It's the 8-inch one that I'm going to be using for my 8-inch layer. Now this one is a 6-inch one, and as you can see, it fits perfectly on top of my 6-inch cake. Now this one is a bit larger and it's actually called a cake drum, and it's thicker and it's meant to be used on the bottom of tiered cakes or whatnot. Now these two I purchased locally at a cake store. You can find them at major stores such as Michael's and whatnot. You can even buy them online, Amazon and eBay. Try those out. They're just called cake boards. And this one I actually made. You just cut it out of cardboard and then you cover it with your own foil. So that's what we need next to support the cake. So now we're going to start covering it in buttercream. So now I need to attach my cakes to my boards. So what I'm going to do for glue is I'm just going to use a little bit of icing, just smooth that into the middle there like that. And then I just put my cake in the center there of the board, just like that. Now you may notice that because this one is the bottom one, it is a little bit bigger than the other 8 and 6-inch boards. For this one, we want the base to be a little bit bigger because when you're transporting the cake, you want somewhere for your fingers to be able to go. So that's why this board is a little bit bigger than the actual cake. So this one in total is 12 inches in diameter. So now we're just going to start by putting a thin layer of buttercream in between here, like this. And then I'm going to plop the top part of my bottom layer, so my other 10 inch, just like that. I don't want too much, so I'm just scraping some off like that. And then I'm just going to place the second one on top, just like that. So I'm going to repeat that process for each of the three tiers. Now we have all three of our tiers. The layers are all stacked on top. Now what we're going to do is we're going to do our crumb coat. A crumb coat is the initial layer of buttercream that goes onto the cake to catch any of these crumbs that come off as you're applying the buttercream to the sides. In total, I'm probably going to be using about 12 to 18 cups of buttercream, and I will put the link in the description box below to my vanilla buttercream recipe that we already have up on the channel. So I'm just going to coat all three of these cakes in my initial crumb coat, and then I'll be back to show you the final step to this initial video in the series. So the last step to icing the cake, after the crumb coat has caught all of the crumbs from the sides of the cake, we're going to use more buttercream and just cover it completely. So I'm going to do all three of these different cakes, and then we'll be finished how to bake and ice a wedding cake. So there you go, everybody. I have finished off the beginning stages of baking a wedding cake. We've got it covered in buttercream, and the following videos are going to cover how to stack the wedding cake, which we call tiering, and how to decorate the wedding cake for a final product. So make sure you stay tuned for those, and I will see you next time.